Hi guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And today we're talking about something very important if you want to have a good sleep.
That's right, buying bedding products. So this is important for everyone if they want a comfortable bed.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So today we have a dialogue between a customer and a shop assistant at a bedding store, a bed store. Why don't we take a listen to the dialogue?
That sounds good to me.
Good afternoon. Can I help you find something?
My husband and I just bought a bigger bed, so I need to buy some new bedding.
Ah, well, you're in the right place. What size mattress is it?
It's a queen. We had a double before, but he likes to sprawl out.
Oh, a queen is a must for two people. What type of bed sheets would you like?
I like the feel of cotton. We'll get some new pillow covers, too.
Great. And what kind of bedspread were you using?
It was a duvet. Blankets are not very comfortable.
I couldn't agree more. I'll show you some of our duvet covers and find one that matches your room.
Great, thanks.
So we just heard a dialogue between the shop assistant, the employee, and the customer. And first of all, the shop assistant says, "Can I help you find something?"
Okay, so this is a very common question that you see in stores. Can I help you find something is a very common question that you hear in stores. Sometimes they will just say, can I help you? Or what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm, for sure. So in this case, what is the customer looking for?
Well, her husband just bought a new bed, so she needs to buy some new bedding.
Mm-hmm, right. So bigger bed, bigger mattress, and you need some bigger bedding. Bedding here, so what is bedding?
So bedding means all the sheets and the blankets and basically everything that goes on your bed.
Mm-hmm. Does that include the mattress?
No, the mattress is separate from the bedding.
Right, so after you buy the bed frame and the mattress, then you need the final step, the bedding. And just a note here, this is a noun. It looks like a verb, but it's not. It's a noun.
That's right. And it looks like she has come to the right place to buy bedding.
Right. This is a really good expression. You're in the right place. If I want to do something, but I don't know where the best place to do it is, I might ask you, well, I'm looking for this or I want to do this. What can I do? And you might say...
So I might say, you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm, for sure. For example, here in Vancouver, Canada, winter sports are really popular. There are so many mountains. So if you come to Vancouver and you say, well, I'm interested in hiking and winter sports, that kind of thing, then I might say to you, well, you're in the right place.
Okay, but here she's in the right place to buy a mattress. So what's a mattress?
So we've said mattress a few times already. So that's the actual bed that you lie down on.
That's right. So we normally buy bedding for the mattress that you lie on.
Mm-hmm. So the most important part of your bed is probably the mattress, because without it, you're not going to sleep well.
No. And so the size of the mattress is really important here.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And there are many sizes. They're kind of confusing, but let's take a look at the first one. And the woman says it's a queen.
So a queen, this is the second largest bed size.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And it's kind of a funny word. It doesn't mean it's like a real queen or something. It's just a queen size mattress. And we use this because it's a little bigger, right? It's made for a queen.
That's right. You can kind of think of it as a large size bed.
For sure. Yeah, it's good for two people.
All right. Well, right now she has a queen mattress and before she had a double mattress.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So double is just a little bit smaller than a queen. And it's called double because it is for two people. But they're not really popular anymore for two people?
No, most people have queens these days.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But just be careful. When someone says a double mattress, they actually mean just one mattress.
Right. And smaller than a double is called a twin.
Which is also kind of confusing because mm-hmm. twin usually means two.
Right.
But here it's just a single bed.
Right. Yeah. It's very confusing. Yeah. A twin mattress is one mattress for a single person. A double is... can be for two people, but a queen is the best for two people.
And she wants a queen because her husband likes to sprawl out.
Sprawl out. Yeah, I also love to do this. Sprawl means spread.
Yeah, so, for example, if I was sprawling out on the bed, then my arms are probably spread out across the bed.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or you're sleeping sideways on the bed, not straight. You're not being small.
I was like, no, you're taking up all the space.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like when I was young, I had a pet dog, and my dog liked to sprawl out on the bed, so I had no space to sleep. And sometimes the cat came up on the bed too, so I had no space to sleep. I couldn't sprawl out.
Yeah, I had the exact same problem.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Okay, but because he likes to sprawl out, a queen is a must.
Right, that's what the shop assistant says to her. A must here is a noun. It's kind of a funny expression. If you say something is a must, it means, oh, you really strongly recommend it.
Yes, so you can kind of think of it as a must-have item.
Yeah, for sure. If you're traveling, you might check out the must-see places. Like if you're going to Paris, the Eiffel Tower is a must-see.
All right, but for this situation, a queen is a must. And because it's a must, she needs bigger sheets.
Mm-hmm, bed sheets. So what are the sheets?
The sheets are basically the thin fabric that goes over the mattress but is under the blanket.
For sure, yeah. So it covers the mattress and it kind of is what you feel when you lie down on the bed. So because you lie on the sheets, it's really important to have a nice feeling of these sheets, right? So the customer says, I like the feel of cotton.
So cotton here. Cotton is the basic fabric that you have in most clothing and most bedding.
Mm-hmm, like a basic white t-shirt, that's probably cotton. And the feel of. We use this expression a lot. You know, it's the feeling of something. Like, you could use this for food as well. My brother, he hates bananas because he doesn't like the feel of bananas in his mouth.
That's right. Or maybe someone prefers to have books because they like the feel of the pages.
Yeah, like real paper. Yeah, real paper books.
Right, so feel is really important for her. And she's probably looking to get some cotton pillow covers as well.
Yeah, for sure. So pillow cover. Cover here, it goes over it. It's like a bag, basically, for the pillow, right?
That's right. So you can easily take it off and change the pillow covers.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. So when you need to do laundry, then you take the pillow out and only wash the cover. And then the really important thing, if you want to stay warm in your bed, is the bedspread. So the shop assistant asks, what kind of bedspread were you using?
So bedspread, it basically is what covers the bed, and it could be maybe a duvet or maybe a blanket.
Right, and in this case, the customer says it was a duvet. So let's look at the spelling first for this word, D-U-V-E-T.
So because it's a French word, we actually don't pronounce the T at the end. We just say duvet.
Right, so don't say duvet, say duvet. And then you'll sound like a classy French person.
That's right. And the duvet is kind of classy, actually. It is your nice, thick kind of covering, and it has feathers on the inside.
Yeah, it has feathers or it has down on the inside. So it's very thick, it's very soft. It's kind of like a big pillow kind of on your
bed.
It
is, actually. It's very comfortable.
So comfortable, yeah. And that's different than a blanket. A blanket is just your basic thin cover, or, you know, to keep you warm.
So blankets don't really have that nice kind of soft feather on the inside.
Mm-hmm. So blankets are not that warm and they're not very comfortable.
Comfortable. You guys may already know this word, so I'm just going to talk about the pronunciation and the spelling. So first of all, the spelling, C-O-M-F-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. Now, we kind of just say comfortable. Like, we don't really say comfortable, actually, we say.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, though. It's kind of a long word, but we say it so often. We don't actually say comfortable. It's kind of the slow, careful way to say it. We usually just say comfortable, which is really weird because you're switching the T and the R. Comfortable, comfortable.
But for me, that's a more comfortable way to say it.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. And the shop assistant here, he says, I couldn't agree more. So this is another really important expression we say a lot.
All right, so it doesn't mean that the shop assistant doesn't agree. It actually means that the shop assistant really, really agrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's the important part. I can agree so much, so much, so much, but I'm at the top. I'm at the limit of my agreeing. So this actually means I really agree. And what's the opposite of this?
The opposite would be I couldn't disagree more.
Right, so that would mean I disagree very, very much.
All right, but the shop assistant couldn't agree more with the idea that duvets are more comfortable. So she says, I'll show you some duvet covers.
Right, yes. And just like we saw pillow covers before, a duvet cover is like a bag for your duvet because they're quite thick and they're really hard to wash in the laundry machine.
Yeah, so we just want to take the duvet cover off and throw that into the machine.
Right. It separates the duvet, the important part, from the oily, sweaty person sleeping in the bed.
Very true. Okay, but it's important to find a duvet cover that matches your room.
Right. So matches, we use this a lot. It has similar colors. It looks good in your room.
So if I have a blue room, maybe I want to get a blue or a gray duvet cover to match my room.
Right. Maybe you don't want to get an orange duvet cover in a blue room.
No, that doesn't really match at all.
No, it doesn't go well with it, does it?
No. All right, so that brings us to the end of the dialogue, but that was a lot of vocabulary. So why don't we go over it again and take another listen?
Sounds good.
Good afternoon. Can I help you find something?
My husband and I just bought a bigger bed, so I need to buy some new bedding.
Ah, well, you're in the right place. What size mattress is it?
It's a queen. We had a double before, but he likes to sprawl out.
Oh, a queen is a must for two people. What type of bed sheets would you like?
I like the feel of cotton. We'll get some new pillow covers, too.
Great. And what kind of bedspread were you using?
It was a duvet. Blankets are not very comfortable.
I couldn't agree more. I'll show you some of our duvet covers and find one that matches your room.
Great, thanks.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue at the bedding store between the shop assistant and the customer. Lisa, what about you? What kind of bed, what's your mattress size?
I actually have a double bed, but I really want to get a queen.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And what's the biggest one? What's the biggest bed? Bigger than a queen?
It's a king.
A king bed, yeah. My brother and his wife, they have a king bed, and it's huge, but it looks so nice. You can sprawl out on it.
And it's perfect for the pets.
Oh, yeah. They have a dog, too. The dog comes up on the bed. It sprawls out. They all sprawl out. It's big, but they are pretty expensive, aren't they?
They are that, but you know what? They are worth it sometimes.
Mm-hmm, definitely worth it.
Okay, guys, so I really want to change my bed, but what is your dream bed? Do you like duvets? Do you like blankets? Do you want a king-size bed? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know in the comments, and we look forward to reading them. Talk to you later.
See you then. Stay